Hello, I'm in Edinburgh at the Arts Council's Talent Development Symposium. If you've been following along on Twitter or the blog, then you'll know a bit more about that. But one of the most inspiring things from this morning was Chris Thorpe from Untheatre, who did a Peter Kutcher talk, which is normally involves 20 slides for 20 seconds each, but you did them without slides.
Yeah, I mean, that was partly it was partly time things, partly because El Nino was doing this a couple of days ago, and I haven't got the time or the skill to put together a PowerPoint presentation. So I described the slides briefly.
It was beautiful. It turned it into performance poetry. It was lovely.
Oh, it's nice. That's kind of somewhere where I feel increasingly comfortable, because I'm working with a poet for the first time over the last couple of years. So yeah, it was lovely. I love doing it. No, great people.
And you finished with a particularly kind of poignant and relevant story to what's going on in Edinburgh about trust. Do you want to tell us that?
Yeah, there's a place in Edinburgh called Forest Cafe. You might have heard of Forest Fringe, which is an event that happens at the Fringe every year where artists get together, but the host place for that is Forest Cafe. Forest Cafe works all year round. It's an amazing place run by volunteers, and it's in a, you know, quite a shabby, and I'm sure they wouldn't mind me saying that, old building just in Bristol Square, near Bristol Square and Bristol Place in the centre of town. Now, the landlords for Forest Cafe went bankrupt. They owned a lot of buildings in the town, a fair few, and the administrators who were called in were PricewaterhouseCoopers, who I'm sure you have heard of, the international accountancy and consultancy firm. They were tasked with finding a buyer for the building. Forest Cafe attempted to buy the building. They've had a lot of support from a lot of people, not just artists, but just anyone who uses the space. They don't make that distinction, actually, between artists and people who aren't artists, because I think they're of a similar philosophy to me, which is that stuff is in anyone. Anyway, there was a bid for the building before Forest could put in their bid. That bid fell through. PricewaterhouseCoopers are now tasked with making as much money as they can out of that building, selling it, and Forest have now got this new chance to buy it. This has only happened in the past couple of days. They've offered PricewaterhouseCoopers a short-term lease arrangement while they finally get the little bit of money that they need to get their deposit together to buy the building, only to be flatly told in a couple of days, and I do apologise if this has changed within the last 24 hours rather, that PricewaterhouseCoopers are not interested in leasing or selling, or even selling, as is their job, the building to Forest Fringe, essentially because they don't like in some way the cut of their jib. This is a stupid decision by a massive company that's been tasked with doing a job which they are not, manifestly not doing, and they're refusing the only group of people who can help them do their job, the people who are passionate about Forest Cafe, the chance to take the building off their hands and keep it as what it is, which is possibly the most inspiring space in Edinburgh where anyone is able to walk in and suggest doing anything, and if it catches fire they will make it happen. If that idea catches fire, the people there will make it happen. That's what that was about. I told it much more briefly earlier.
It's kind of heartbreaking. I mean, and annoying, because it seems to be indicative of the increasing dislocation of the arts and the business world. The business world gets more and more kind of desperate in the way that it operates. But as such, rather than looking to the arts for answers, it distances itself from culture in the pursuit of numbers in a spreadsheet. I mean, it just feels like there's a fracture running down the middle of society, and that's kind of the perfect emblem of what's happening there. What do we do?
Well, one of the things that I did say in my talk today was I quoted Alex Kelly of Third Angel. One of his favourite maxims is everything is done by ordinary people, and I think it's absolutely incumbent on the artists not to forget the consultants and the accountants who do an important job are ordinary people. It's particularly important for none of us to ever forget that, you know, we're all ordinary people who participate in society in our different ways, culturally and economically and conversationally, in all those different ways within our individual selves at any time during any given day. And it's equally important for the people who ostensibly control the purse strings and are tasked with making money out of stuff, which seems to be far more important to me than it needs to be. Don't forget that there are other ways to live your life that aren't governed by those rules, and that if you have a conversation about giving the people who aren't doing your job leeway to do their job, which is to make art, or from the other side to make money, then perhaps we'll find out that we are all ordinary people, and that we can find out some way to make it work without anyone losing out.
Chris, that's fantastic. Good luck with your show. Do you want to give a quick plug for it? You have a show here?
I can do, yeah. I wasn't expecting to. I'm doing a show called The Old Fuck Moment, where we sit around the table with our audience and we talk about fuck-ups. And so, you know, you can look that up if you're interested. It'd be lovely to see you down there.
I'm hoping to see it. It's been one of the most tweeted about things that I've seen. Two or three people have said it's the best thing they've seen at the Fringe. So, yeah, thanks, Chris. Really appreciate that.
Thanks, man.